Good morning. Today our question is, when is the ideal time to daven mincha? And as we said yesterday, there are two primary times, markers, when it comes to mincha. The beginning time to daven mincha is 6.5 hours into the day. That's called mincha gedola. And the second one is mincha katana, which is 9.5 hours into the day, which is 2.5 hours before the end of the day. So is the ideal mincha gedola, is the ideal mincha katana. So the Torah paskens as follows: Shezman mincha hu mishesh shos hu mechsa hu lemala. The time to daven mincha is from 6.5 hours and onward. And the Beis Yosef explains as follows, that the Torah is telling us that you can daven mincha lechatchila. No problem. The ideal way, starting from 6.5 hours and thereafter. So it doesn't have to be mincha katana, it doesn't have to be mincha kedola. They're both equal and they're both lechatchila. On the other hand, the Rambam says as follows, Kfar Amarnu, that tfilas ha-mincha, the reason why we daven mincha is in place of the Tamid Shelbein Harbaim. So it's at the same time. And accordingly, because the Korban Tamid was brought at 9.5 hours into the day, accordingly, the time for davening mincha, accordingly, is mincha katana at 9.5 hours into the day. And then the Rambam continues, Yatza, that somebody who davens 6.5 hours into the day, that's mincha gedola, you are yotze. The language yatza means that it is a bidyevit. That's not the ideal time to daven. So the Rambam Shita, accordingly, is mincha ketana, 9.5 hours into the day, starting then through the Zman Mincha, through the end of the day, that is going to be the Lechatchila. But Mincha Gedola, starting at 6.5 hours in the day, up until 9.5 hours in the day, is going to simply be Bidyevit. So how do we paskin? The Shulchan Aruch paskins as follows, Mishi Yispalal Tfilas HaMincha, somebody who indeed did daven Mincha, La'achar Vav Shos Humechso L'mala, starting from 6.5 hours and onward, you are Yotze. In other words, Shulchan Aruch is paskin like the Rambam, that davening mincha gedola from 6.5 hours up until 9.5 hours, that is bidyevit. That's not the ideal. The Ikar's mana, continues the Shulchan Aruch, is from 9.5 hours. So on a lechatchila basis, Shulchan Aruch is now paskening just like the Rambam. One should daven mincha ketana from 9.5 hours till the end of the day, and not mincha gedola from 6.5 hours to 9.5. That would be bidyevit. Now, the Orach HaShulchan and the Mishnah Berurah says basically the same thing, that af lechatchila yachol yispalal mincha gedola, you can even daven mincha gedola lechatchila when you have a need to do so. For example, you want to eat a meal, and you haven't daven mincha yet, you're not supposed to have a meal, certainly a large meal, until you've already daven mincha. You want to go on a trip, you're going to be busy, you're not going to make a minyan, you have a valid reason that you want to daven mincha earlier at mincha gedola. Says the Orach HaShulchan, mincha gedola is also lechatchila for you. And he says, typically, when we have this concept of lechatchila and bidyevit, you have to do lechatchila, and you cannot do the bidyevit. However, that is a different concept when it comes to zman mincha. He says, when it comes to zman mincha, what it means, lechatchila, bidyevit, is all things equal, one should daven mincha ketana from 9.5 hours and onward, and not from 6.5 to 9.5 hours. However, if all things are not equal, you have a reason that you want to or need to, certainly if you need to, but want to daven mincha earlier from mincha gedola, indeed, the Orach HaShulchan says that becomes a lechatchila mincha as well. Have a wonderful day.